Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast. This is your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset coach, corporate escapee, and coffee lover. And I am literally obsessed with helping women find fulfillment, ditch self-doubt, and build confidence so that they can create a life that lights them up, their big life. Hello there and welcome to another episode of the Create Your Big Life podcast. If you are new here, then a huge warm welcome to you. And if you are a returning listener of the podcast, then a huge welcome back to you as well. Either way, I'm super grateful to have each and every one of you tuning in. It really does mean a lot to me and I appreciate every single one of you. And if you are enjoying this podcast and you know someone else who would enjoy it, then please share it with them to help me on my mission of helping as many people as possible create the results that they want in their life. And today we're talking about how we can change our results by changing our thinking. This is one of my favorite topics to dive into. Because if you are doing the same things each day and thinking the same thoughts, then how can we expect our life to change? A lot of people, though, are going through life like this. A lot of people are going through their life on autopilot. Waking up at the same time, following the same morning routine, doing the same commute, going to the same job, coming home in the same way, doing the same things when they get home, going to bed at the same time. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. Routine is a fantastic thing for us to be able to get a lot done in our lives. And also, when things become too routine or we continue to do things in exactly the same way over and over again, sometimes weeks and months can go past without any significant growth or change. And like I said, if you're completely happy with how things are in your life at the minute, then fantastic. I am celebrating you every single step of the way. But if you are unfulfilled in any area of your life and you're looking to up-level in any area of your life, then what we're going to cover today is going to help you approach that in a different way. Because a lot of people are trying to approach it by simply just trying to change their behaviors. And in doing so, they might get a small change for a while, but they're not actually focusing at what is driving the behavior in the first place. And that is coming from our thoughts. So you've probably heard this quote before that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And so we might be able to identify when we're doing that with our actions. And then it might be obvious that we might need to change something to be able to get a different result. Yet most of us aren't actually applying this to our thinking. We often, like I said, try to focus on changing the behaviors, but in doing so, we forget that the most impactful change actually starts in our brain. So your thoughts are the prequel to everything that shows up in your life, because your thoughts are determining your feelings, which are then determining the actions that you take or that you don't take, which are then determining the results that you get or that you don't get. Your thinking is literally driving your entire life. So if you want to be a conscious creator of your results and have much more control over the outcome, then you need to think on purpose. And this is where I think it's super important to remind us all that we are not our thoughts. We are the observer of our thoughts. Because a lot of people do tend to associate themselves with their thoughts so much that they think that that is who they are. And so they forget that they can actually choose their thoughts and think on purpose. And that starts by having that awareness that we are not our thoughts, creating that separation, and then choosing to think in a different way to be able to then create a different result. And a really common thing that I hear people say when they're looking to make a change in their life, whether it is starting a business or finding a new job or achieving a health goal or anything, any area of their life, a common thing that I hear is that they feel stuck. But if you feel stuck, it is only because your thinking is stuck. So you'll most likely find that if you looked at that area of your life that you felt stuck in, that you're going round and round in circles, thinking the same way about the same thing. And one of my favorite Einstein quotes, people in Big Life Roadmap often laugh at me because I always come out with Einstein quotes because he really just has the best quotes. He says, "You cannot solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created it." So you need to raise your consciousness, you need to elevate your thinking, and that is going to automatically cause you to feel a different way. And from that feeling, you're going to either take different actions, or sometimes it's actually about taking the same actions in a more elevated way, in a way that is more confident or more purposeful or more energized, and therefore you're going to create a different result. So the first step to really approaching this is to get clear on whatever it is that you want. You'll notice that this is pretty much the first step to a lot of things. We want to have that awareness on what it is that we want to change, and we want to get super specific about the result that we actually want to create. And then ask yourself, what kind of thoughts would the version of me that had already achieved that result be entertaining? So let's say, for example, that you had a fitness goal. And I always love giving fitness examples, one, because of my background in fitness. So I have a lot of real life examples from that in my own life and from people I've coached, but also because it is just so transferable to other areas of life as well. So let's say you have a goal to lose weight, but you keep having thoughts and telling yourself on repeat, I struggle to lose weight, or I find it hard to lose weight. And then if we keep telling ourselves those thoughts, then we're likely to find ourselves feeling despondent or hopeless before we've even actually tried to take any actions. And from that feeling, then we're unlikely to go and take the actions that are going to create the result that we want. Because if you're feeling hopeless or despondent, then you're not necessarily feeling motivated to go to the gym or to make that healthier choice or to go for that extra walk in the day, for example. And then you end up not creating the result that you want. So you have more proof that the first thought that you thought, that you struggle to lose weight or that you find it hard, is true. And then you'll say, see, I struggle to lose weight. So therefore the cycle continues and you continue to prove yourself true over and over again. So let's give another example. If you wanted to start a business, but you kept telling yourself that you don't know how, or you just don't know enough yet, then you'll find yourself feeling unconfident and maybe confused. And so from those feelings, you're unlikely to actually go and put yourself out there to even go and start the business. Or you might find yourself feeling so overwhelmed with all the different things that you could be doing. And so therefore you feel more confused and more unconfident. And then you have even more proof that you don't know how or that you don't know enough yet. See how this works. And like I mentioned just before these examples, a lot of people get tripped up because they attach truth to their thoughts. They think they are their thoughts and they think that their thoughts are true. So they think that it is literally true that they struggle to lose weight or that they don't know how to start a business. But they only feel true because you keep thinking them and because you have continued to go and look and collect evidence to prove these thoughts true. And just because something might have been true for you in the past, it does not mean it has to carry on being that way in the future. And if we want to change how it is in the future for us, we need to start changing how we are thinking about it. And another thing that can often trip people up, even when they're grasping the idea that, okay, so redirecting my thoughts will allow me to feel a different way and therefore take different actions. So then they try and go from I struggle to lose weight to I lose weight so easily, or from I don't know enough to start a business to I'm an expert in this field. And our brain is like, no, you don't. We experience cognitive dissonance between the first thought and the one that we've tried to jump to because the gap between the two is so big. So what we want to do when we're starting to focus on changing our thoughts to be able to change our results is that we want to instead just reach for a better feeling thought, one that our brain can get behind, but also one that is focused on creating the result that we want. So for example, I am figuring out how to start a business. Your brain might be like, yeah, you are figuring out how to start a business. I can get on board with that. Or I know enough to help one person. And you will probably agree with yourself and be like, yes, I do know enough to be able to help one person. Or in the fitness example, saying, I am making progress with my goal. Or even asking it in the form of a positive intent question. What if I could achieve my weight loss goals? I love using what if in terms of creating a positive spiral with my thoughts. So a lot of people use what if against themselves. What if it all goes wrong? What if I fail again? Versus actually using it to get yourself climbing up that ladder of a positive intent, of a positive thought. What if I actually could start a business? What if I could actually figure this out? What if I do know enough to be able to actually help loads of people? What if I can achieve my weight loss goals? It just allows you to start opening yourself up to the result that you actually do want. So just to repeat, first of all, get clear on what it is that you want, get specific about that, and then decide what kind of thoughts would I be thinking either in the process of achieving the goal or at the end result. And then this is where the work really begins. Then you need to commit to only entertaining those thoughts that are working towards your goal, that are focused on the outcome that you want. And then you need to cancel and reject anything else that comes into your awareness. And you have to be so on your brain here, especially at the beginning, because it is going to offer up all sorts of reasons why you can't do this thing. It's going to offer you up all of these old thoughts from your past and all of these reasons why it won't work and all of those things, especially if it is something that you might have been practicing, saying, I don't know how, I struggle with this. You might have been practicing those thoughts for a long time, and so they feel familiar to you. And your brain wants to keep you with what's safe and familiar. So when we're starting to move it and direct it to a different destination, to a different result, we need to start practicing those new thoughts over and over again until they become our new familiar. And this does take vigilance, it takes work, it takes effort, and it's also incredibly worth it. And so every time you have a thought that pops into your mind that you become aware of, that is one of your old thoughts from the past, a thought that is not helping you create the result that you want, you can simply say, no, thank you, not today, and direct your attention to the thoughts that you have committed to practicing. And you might have to do this multiple times a day, especially when you are in the process of change. So keep reminding yourself to be as aware of your thoughts as you can and to intentionally choose the ones that are going to create a different feeling, to get you to take a different action, to therefore create a different result. And I cannot stress how important this is in terms of creating whatever result it is that you want in your life, because it is your thoughts that are literally holding you back from everything that you want. It's the thoughts that you have about yourself and your abilities that are limiting your potential. When we're talking about this, I just want you to think about something in your life that you currently find easy. Maybe it is cooking or exercising or writing, or maybe it's some elements of the current role that you have at work or in your business. And if you are confident in your abilities in this area, it is because you have thoughts that are generating that feeling for you. And from that place, you've then collected lots of evidence to support that thought, and they all serve you incredibly well. But now have a think about something in your life that you find more challenging. Maybe you say that you find technology challenging, or speaking on camera, or asking for help. And if so, then you will have thoughts about those things that are telling yourself a story to support why you don't feel confident in that area, why you find that area a challenge in your life. And then because you have repeated these thoughts so often, you go and collect lots of evidence to support it, and it feels like a truth for you. So that quote by Henry Ford is so true. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Which is why if you want to change your results, you need to change your thinking. You need to go from I can't to I'm doing it anyway, or I'm learning how to do it. I'm in the process of doing it. I am figuring it out. I know I can do it if I stick with it long enough. So to change your results in any area of your life, you want to think intentionally. You need to think intentionally. And so choose to think thoughts on repeat that create a feeling that motivates, energizes, inspires you, and gives you the confidence to go and take the actions that you need to take to be able to create the results that you want. So I encourage you to write all of this down, decide what it is that you want, decide on the thoughts that you want to practice. And then after that, make a small list of tasks that you can work on to move you closer to this goal. And these tasks are all about then collecting evidence to support your new thoughts. And you need to make sure that these tasks are small so that you definitely accomplish them no matter what. And so that your brain doesn't freak out by thinking you're trying to do too much at once. So make them small, collect lots of evidence for what you want to believe about yourself and your abilities to be able to create those new results. Keep practicing those thoughts and look for opportunities that align with these thoughts as well. And this is, again, something that you need to be vigilant. You need to be actively focusing on looking for these things in your day-to-day environment as you go about your day. And this is about training your brain's filter, your reticular activating system, to show you opportunities and evidence to support the results and the future that you actually do want to create in your life. Because if we slip back into that routine, into that autopilot mode, it can be really easy to miss some things that can help us achieve the results that we want. So you can intentionally think anything that you want. You can choose what to think about yourself and any of your abilities. And you can keep practicing those new thoughts until they become your new truth. And remember, you get good at whatever it is that you practice. Unfortunately, a lot of people are practicing things that are making them feel disempowered and feeling like they're stuck in whatever situation they're in. And another way to start generating some different thoughts in your life as well, to be able to therefore obviously generate different feelings and different actions, is by taking yourself to a new elevated environment. This is why I always talk about when you spend some time dreaming big and focusing on what you want for your life and for your future, that I always encourage you to go somewhere that makes you feel inspired, whether it's into nature, whether it's away for the weekend, whether it is a beautiful cafe. Because when you're in a new elevated environment, a different environment to your usual surroundings, it will spark new thoughts. It will allow you to think about things in a different way because you are not surrounded by lots of things that are familiar, which end up sparking very similar thoughts on repeat. So in terms of elevating your environment to create different thoughts, maybe it is to go into nature, to spend some time dreaming about what it is that you want for your life. Or like I said, going away for a weekend. Joe and I always have the best chats and come up with loads of fun ideas when we go off on an adventure, whether it is just down the road or away for a whole weekend. And some other ways that you can do that are to go to an event or to a workshop, learn something different, get yourself in a room with different people, join a coaching program. For example, my coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, is all about thinking differently about your whole life, about yourself, and learning how to work with your mind to create different results. And a coach is going to help you look at things from a different perspective. That is literally our role. So coaching can be a really great way of elevating your thoughts and therefore elevating your life as well. And some other really, really simple things is literally just shaking up your routine in some way. Shop at a different supermarket, drive a different way to work, go for a walk to a different part of wherever it is that you live. Literally place yourself somewhere new, do something different that's going to get you out of that autopilot mode and getting you to start to think differently. Because when we put ourselves in different environments as well, you might meet someone who exposes you to something that you didn't even think was possible. Or you might see evidence of something that you were not even aware of before. You might have access maybe to a new idea that wasn't able to come through into your awareness when you were just in your routine. Or maybe it's simply about creating more space to give yourself energy and to reinvigorate you so that you can then take that energy to fueling whatever transformation and change that you want. So changing your thinking is about changing the root to change the fruit. This is how we create lasting change. Ask yourself better questions as well, and you will find yourself getting better answers. And when you think about something differently, you will feel different and you will create a different result. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Enjoy putting this into practice. Remember, changing our mindset, upgrading our thinking is always a practice. So do it with love and keep reminding yourself, the more you do it, the easier it is going to get. So for now, take care and I will see you on the next episode. Hey there, if you love this episode and you are so ready to take action on creating your big life and become the most fulfilled and lit up version of you, then send me a DM on IG at @itscathymorton and let me help you become the best version of yourself. I would love for you to join me inside my program, Big Life Roadmap, so that I can support you in making that life you've been dreaming of a reality.